It's out 9 after 9. You are listening to the Monday Morning Mix on Radio Islam International. We do have Mawlana Ashraf Dokrat online. Mawlana, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
How are you doing, Mawlana?
Alhamdulillah, very well, Mawlana.
An interesting pick this morning, lessons in Islamic history. And I see we're flipping the pages of history, Mawlana.
Yes, Mawlana, this book titled Lessons in Islamic History is a translation of the original Durus fi Tariq al-Islami by Sheikh Muhammad al-Khudari Bak al-Bajuri. This book, like it suggests, is about Islamic history, Mawlana.
Now, Mawlana, as the book also, and as also you mentioned that this, it's about history, tell us in terms of lessons, what kind of lessons can we derive from this book, Mawlana?
Mawlana, the book, as the title suggests, is Lessons in Islamic History. So it's exactly that. It's actually 47 distinct lessons on Islamic history that the author has compiled. The author, Sheikh Muhammad Khudari Bak, has in fact abridged previous works that he has written on the subject of Islamic history. He has written books such as Nurul Yaqeen fi Sirat Sayyid al-Mursaleen, which I think is a book, even a famous book prescribed in some of the Madaris as well. And then this Itmam al-Wafa fi Sirat al-Khulafa and Muhadarat fi Tariq al-Umam al-Islamiyya, lectures on the history of the Muslim nations, the Umayyad and the Abbasid dynasties. So what he has done here in this book is that he has then divided and summarized these longer books of his into 47 distinct lectures and lessons that actually survey then the Islamic history from its earlier times right up to the time of the author, Mawlana.
Interesting indeed. And Mawlana, tell us more about the author himself.
Mawlana, the author is a famous scholar, Egyptian scholar. His name is, as we said, Muhammad ibn Afifi al-Bajuri. He was popularly known as Sheikh Khudari Bak. He was a scholar of Sharia, literature, and Islamic history. And he is an Egyptian scholar, born in 1872. And he hailed from Cairo. He has this very good pedigree of learning, and also then he served as an Islamic judge in Khartoum, an educator at the Islamic Judicial School in Cairo for a period of 12 years, and then as a professor in Islamic history at the University of Cairo, he was very much involved in writing on history, and as such, provided us now with these three outstanding works on the seerah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the seerah of the Khulafa al-Rashidin, and a history of the Umayyad and Abbasid dynasties. He then wrote subsequently this book, Lessons in Islamic History, where he takes us on a journey through Islamic history from the origins right up to the present time. So he looks at then the time of the pre-Islamic time, the time before Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's risala, the origins of the Arabs, their civilization, the social circumstances before Islam. He then moves on to a short treatment of the seerah, and then a discussion on the time of the Khulafa. And then he treats the Umayyad and Abbasid dynasties up to their fall. He then returns to a discussion of some of the states and the emirates which emerged during the Abbasid era, such as the Buyids, the Seljuks, the Tulunids. And then he presents a discussion on the Mamluk dynasty from its establishment right up to its decline. He looks at what happened in Andalusia as well and the history of that region. And then he looks at the history of Egypt from the Ottoman rule right up to the Khedivate of Abbas Hilmi II, and that was the time that is contemporaneous with his own life. So he brings it right up to date till the time that 1927, when the time that he wrote and worked.
Mm-hmm. Interesting indeed. Now, Mulana, in terms of the book itself, is it an easy read? Is it something boring? Other parts easy to get through, Mulana?
Yes, I think, look, some parts of it definitely are more interesting than others. There is a part of the book, Mulana, that one finds that, you know, there is mention of king after dynasty, and lots of mentions of names. One which you wish that you can actually, in some way, remember more than what you read, because to remember all these names is always a challenge. But the good thing about the book is that at the end of every section, when he's summarizing the section and that particular lesson, he looks at the lessons to be learned from that particular dynasty. He looks at the strengths of the dynasties, the weakness of the dynasty, what caused the downfall, and he tries to then, very importantly, like I think every historian should do, is not only to write and merely record history, but that history should benefit the people who read that history. Mm. And the history then serves as a bridge between the past and the present, if we are able to actually relate to that history in a way that we can take the lessons from that history. So I would agree, Mulana, that some parts are more difficult to get through than other parts of the book, but in all, I think that he makes amends for that, where there are sections then at the end of every period that he deals with which really look at the lessons to be learned from that particular dynasty. He summarizes the strength of the dynasties, the weaknesses of the dynasties, the type of legacy that they left behind, etc.
Mm-hmm. Well, all in all, how many pages are we looking at?
Mala, look, this is quite a good survey of history, and to get it all done in the way the author has done in the 233 pages that are devoted to this is really quite a feat, I would say.
Yes.
So in 233 pages, he takes you right through, you know, through the Abbasids, through the Umayyads, the history of Egypt. There are gaps. For example, you know, while the last part of the book is in a sense more devoted to what happened in Egypt and the Mamluk dynasty, and then the Ayyubids and the his own time. How the Ottomans were involved in Egypt, and then the later rulers of Egypt. He leaves out, for example, the dynasties that were the Muslim dynasties in India, etc. But I think that in the number of pages that he's devoted to this history, he's really been quite representative, Mulana, of the entire spectrum of Islamic history that we have.
Talking about Islamic history, Mulana, does this book serve as a does it serve to make up for the gap in our Islamic history, Mulana?
I think it does, Mulana, in the sense that, you know, we know so much about perhaps the seerah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and then some of us might know about the period of the Khulafa. If we've been to madrasa, they told us something about the Umayyads and maybe a little bit about the Abbasids, but we don't really know about the other dynasties that were there. The dynasties that existed in Andalusia, you know, the Murabitun, the Muwahidun, and then the later Abbasid, the Abbasids that the dynasties that followed the Abbasids, the Seljuks, the other dynasties. So I think what it does, it makes up for that, Mulana, and if one reads this book from cover to cover, I think you have a fair understanding of what happened in Islamic history in terms of its dynastic history and how the various rulers followed one another, and you get a broad sense of you know, the type of rule that Muslims lived under in most parts of the Muslim world, at least.
It seems to be a fascinating read, Mulana, with the holidays just a few days away. Inshallah.
Yes, I think we should try to pick up the book, Mulana, and it's also then at the end, throughout the book there are different dynastic charts so that you can understand it visually, and at the end there are full color maps as well, that show us the development of those dynasties and how they spread over the period of time, and how sometimes then they were reduced, you know, with the territories being lost to other nations, etc.
MashaAllah. Well, where can we get this book and how much is it?
Well, the official distributors for this books are Dar al-Ihsan, and they have a website, Al-Ihsan Books, al-ihsanbookshop.co.za, al-ihsanbookshop.co.za, and one can order it online from them, and also anybody else who keeps these books now in South Africa, and it's available for 90 rands.
Wow.
So I think it's a good buy, really, it's a good buy. For the amount of information you're getting, I think it's 90 rands worth spent.
MashaAllah. Mullah, jazakallah khairan for your time, much appreciated, and we hope to speak to you again next week.
A pleasure, Mullah. Assalamu alaikum
warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Yes, Lessons in Islamic History, Durus fi Tariq al-Islami, and this book is available from Darul Ihsan at 90 rands. It's a fascinating read because it covers the pre-Islamic history right up to the Egyptian history in just 233 pages. That's quite phenomenal. It's a good, you get a good understanding, a cursory study of the Islamic history, and then you can always delve into more details later on. So I think as a starting point for anybody who wants to get some sort of understanding with regards to history, it is a good book to start off with. It's now 9:22.